This is Unit 2, Lesson 2 of the Korean Head Start Program. In this lesson, you will learn Sino-Korean numbers from 1 to 999. These are the numbers Koreans use for money, among other things, so you will need to know these before you can go on to the shopping or restaurant units. The Sino-Korean numbers 1 through 10 are all one-syllable words, so they are a little easier than the native numbers. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to ask how much an item costs, understand the price given, and order some beverages. Let's start by learning to count from 1 to 10 with the Sino-Korean numbers. Try to copy the pronunciation as closely as you can as you follow along in your text.
1 1 2 2 3 3 4 4 5 5 6 6 7 7 8 8 9 9 10 10
In exercise 1, repeat the numbers in sequence. First, try the numbers 1 through 5.
1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5
Now, 6 through 10.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
2. Read the numbers in your text in Korean after you hear the cue. Remember to read down and not across. 1
1
2
2
3
3
4
4
5
5
6
6
7
7
8
8
9
9
10
10
3
3
2
2
1
1
4
4
5
5
7
7
6
6
8
8
10
10
9
9
The numbers 11 through 19 are combinations of 10 and the numbers 1 through 9. Exercise 3. Listen and repeat as you follow along in your text.
11 11 12 12 13 13 14 14 15 15 16 16 17 17 18 18 19 19
Notice that
10
becomes
10
when it is combined with
1, 2
and
5,
so that 11, 12, and 15 are pronounced
11, 12
and
15
when
10
is combined with
6
to make the number 16. Both words change their sounds.
Ship
changes to
shim,
and
yuk
changes to
nyuk.
Practice these sound changes again before you continue. Repeat.
Shibil, shibi, shibo. 16
Exercise 4. Read the numbers in your text in Korean after you hear the cue. Remember to read down and not across. 11
11
12
12
13
13
14
14
15
15
16
16
17
17
18
18
19
19
14
14
18
18
13
13
17
17
15
15
19
19
16
16
12
12
11
11
10
10
In exercise 5, say in English the number you hear spoken in Korean.
3
3
10
10
14
14
6
6
15
15
2
2
9
9
십일
11
4
4
18
18
7
7
13
13
17
17
1
1
8
8
12
12
5
5
19
19
3
3
16
16 To make Sino-Korean numbers up to 99, you use the same combination method you used for 11 through 19. You will need to know the multiples of 10, however, to make these combinations. These multiples are made by simply saying 2 tens for 20, 3 tens for 30, and so on. Exercise 6. Listen and repeat.
20 20 30 30 40 40 50 50 60 60 70 70 80 80 90 90
Now, in exercise 7, repeat the numbers in sequence.
20, 30, 40, 50, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 60, 70, 80, 90
Exercise 8. Say the numbers that you hear in English. Then, listen for the correct response.
30
30
50
50
80
80
40
40
60
60
70
70
20
20
90
90 Now that you've learned the multiples of 10, you can make all the numbers from 21 to 99. This is done the same way you made the numbers 11 through 19. Instead of adding a number to
10,
add the number to the multiple of 10. For example, the number 13 is
13,
10, and 3. To make 33, the number is
33,
3 tens plus 3. Before you go on to exercise 9, remember what happened to the pronunciation of
10
when it was combined with
1, 2, 5,
and 6 to make 11, 12, 15, and 16. These numbers were pronounced
11, 12, 15,
and
16.
These changes will always occur, whether you're saying 11, 12, 15, and 16, or 21, 22, 25, and 26, 31, 32, and so on. Now you're ready to practice saying some of the numbers between 20 and 99. Since these numbers are all formed in the same way, and since you know the numbers 1 through 10 already, you won't have to do all of them. Exercise 9. Listen and repeat as you follow along in your text.
20 20 21 21 22 22 33 33 34 34 35 35 46 46 47 47 48 48 59 59 60 60 61 61 62 62 73 73 74 74 75 75 86 86 87 87 88 88 99 99
Exercise 10. Say the numbers you hear in English, then listen for the correct response.
51
49
23 82 27 60 95 36 38 74 43 91
Unit 2, Lesson 2, Exercise 11. Exercise 11. After you hear the cue, say the numbers in your text in Korean. Remember to read down and not across. 37
37
72
72
26
26
48
48
67
67
81
81
53
53
96
96
25
25
41
41
32
32
66
66
Now that you're familiar with numbers up to 99, let's move on to 100 and multiples of 100. Multiples are made the same way you made multiples of 10. You simply say 200s, 300s, and so on. The Korean word for 100 is
100.
However, when you're making multiples and
100
follows a number, it is usually pronounced
100.
100
100
and 600
600
are the only exceptions to this sound change. Try to copy the pronunciation, but remember that even if you make a mistake, the Koreans will probably understand you anyhow. Exercise 12. Listen and repeat.
Pack. Pack. E-back. E-back. 300 300 400 400 500 500 600 600 700 700 800 800 900 900
Notice that 100 is
100,
not
100.
Just as 10 was
10,
not
일십.
To pronounce three-digit Korean numbers, simply say hundreds first, then tens, then single numbers. For example, to say 254, you would first say
이백,
200, then
오십,
50, then
사,
4. 254 is
254.
370 would be simply
300,
followed by
70
or
370.
Let's practice with numbers using hundreds and tens. Exercise 13. Listen and repeat.
120 120 150 150 170 170 250 250 280 280 540 540 630 630 950 950
Notice that the pronunciation of
100
changes. If certain sounds come before or after the word
100,
the pronunciation is affected. These are fairly minor changes. Don't worry if you have trouble remembering when the changes occur. You will be understood fairly easily by most Koreans. In exercise 14, you'll hear numbers in Korean. Say the numbers in English, then listen for the correct answer.
250
250
340
340
850
850
750
750
930
930
120
120
510
510
470
470
790
790
310
310
840
840
580
580 Now that you're familiar with hundreds and tens, we'll go on to talk about money and prices. Some new expressions you'll need are
값이
for price,
얼마입니까
for how much is it, or how much are they, and
원,
the Korean monetary unit. To ask the price of an item, you may say
값이 얼마입니까?
How much is the price? Or simply say
얼마입니까?
How much is it?
원
is the only monetary unit used in Korea. Unlike English, which lets us drop the words dollars and cents and say simply, it costs $89.95, the word
원
is always used when talking about Korean money. You simply add
원
to the number amount. For example,
백원
is 100 won,
250 won
is 251, and so on. The symbol for
1
resembles the letter W with an equal sign drawn through it. Exercise 15. Listen and repeat.
값이 값이 얼마입니까? 얼마입니까? 값이 얼마입니까? 값이 얼마입니까? 원 원 백원 백원 백원입니다. 백원입니다. 900원 900원 900원입니다. 900원입니다. 담배 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 얼마입니까? 담배 얼마입니까? 담배 값이 얼마입니까? 담배 값이 얼마입니까? 커피 커피 한 잔 한 잔 커피 한 잔 커피 한 잔 커피 한 잔 주십시오. 커피 한 잔 주십시오. 커피 한 잔 얼마입니까? 커피 한 잔 얼마입니까? 사이다 사이다 두 병 두 병 사이다 두 병 주십시오. 사이다 두 병 주십시오. 사이다 두 병 얼마입니까? 사이다 두 병 얼마입니까? 사이다 두 병 800원입니다. 사이다 두 병 800원입니다. 버스 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 요금 버스 요금 버스 요금 600원입니다. 버스 요금 600원입니다. 없습니다. 없습니다. 담배 있습니까? 담배 있습니까? 담배 없습니다. 담배 없습니다. 시계 없습니다. 시계 없습니다.
To order a cup or glass of some beverage, or to ask the price per bottle, you have to use the native numbers.
하나, 둘, 셋, 넷,
and so on, with the appropriate counter. Remember, in lesson one of this unit, you used the counters
개, 분,
and
사람
with these numbers. Some other counters used with the native numbers are
잔
for cup or glass and
병
for bottle. Remember that
하나, 둘, 셋,
and
넷
each drop the final letter before a counter. Therefore, when you use these with the new counters
잔
and
병,
you'll say
한 잔, 두 잔, 세 병, 네 병,
and so on. In the last lesson, you learned how to say there is or I have by using the phrase
있습니다
to say there isn't or I don't have. You use the expression
없습니다.
This is the negative form of
있습니다.
Notice that you do not say
안 있습니다.
Exercise 16. Listen to the Korean phrases, then say them in English. Listen for the correct answer.
값이 얼마입니까?
How much is the price?
700원입니다.
It's 700 won.
커피 세 잔 주십시오.
Please give me 3 cups of coffee.
사이다 네 병 얼마입니까?
How much are 4 bottles of lemon lime soda?
담배 없습니다.
I don't have cigarettes. In Unit 1, you learn 2 ways to say there is.
있습니다.
And
계십니다.
You've just learned that the negative form of
있습니다
is
없습니다.
This is an exception. Generally, negatives are made by using
안 계십니다.
Follows the rule, so its negative form is
안 계십니다.
Remember that
계십니다
is only used for people, and it is used to show respect for another's rank or position. In exercise 17, change the sentences you hear into the negative form. For example, if you hear
장교 계십니다.
Say
장교 안 계십니다.
However, if you hear
하사관 있습니다.
Say
하사관 없습니다.
Ready?
민간인 있습니다. 민간인 없습니다. 주임 상사님 계십니다. 주임 상사님 안 계십니다. 군인 있습니다. 군인 없습니다. 박소영님 계십니다. 박소령님 안 계십니다.
Exercise 18. You will play the part of David Jones in a short conversation with a grocer. Take a moment to look at your part of the dialogue before you continue. You will begin the conversation.
사과 얼마입니까?
Or
사과 값이 얼마입니까?
200원입니다.
You should have said
사과 4개 주십시오.
네, 알겠습니다.
밀감 있습니까?
네, 있습니다.
You should have said
밀감 10개 주십시오.
In exercise 19, say the phrases in your text in Korean. Please give me a cup of coffee.
커피 한 잔 주십시오.
Do you have cigarettes?
담배 있습니까?
The bus fare is 700 won.
버스 요금 700원입니다.
Please give me a bottle of lemon lime soda.
사이다 한 병 주십시오.
The price of coffee is 600 won.
커피 값이 600원입니다.
Or
커피 600원입니다.
Exercise 20. Listen to the following short conversations and answer the questions in English. Conversation A.
담배 얼마입니까?
600원입니다.
Question. How much are the cigarettes? They're 600 won. Conversation B.
버스 요금 얼마입니까?
400원입니다.
Question. What costs 400 won? The bus fare costs 400 won. Conversation C.
커피 두 잔 주십시오.
네, 900원입니다.
Question. How much coffee was ordered? 2 cups were ordered. Conversation D.
사과 주십시오.
네, 900원입니다.
Question. How much are the apples? They're 900 won. Conversation E.
사이다 값이 얼마입니까?
300원입니다.
Question. What price did he ask about? He asked about the price of lemon lime soda. This is the end of Unit 2, Lesson 2.